Content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
All right. Welcome back to What's Going On with Earl Ingram. It is always a thrill. It's a new year and another opportunity to have the dialogue and conversation with a man that I've known now for a little while, but I'm growing fonder of him every day. Every day I wake up and feel like I feel today, and I'm feeling every day. Since I had an opportunity to meet this man and listen to his wisdom, it's a new year. And so welcome back to In the Pharmacy with my good friend, Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Good morning to you, Doc. How you doing?
Good morning, Aaron. I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing, man. I tell you, man, I feel really good, man. I spent about 2.5 hours at the gym yesterday. And, you know, I'm going to the gym after I'm done with you. And, man, it really does make a difference.
For sure, it makes a difference. And it's one of the strongest detox mechanisms you can do on a weekly basis is going to the gym. And that connects to the topic we're going to discuss today.
Yeah, and that topic is clearly about toxins in your body. Let me ask you before we get into all of that. Why is it that when you walk out of that gym, you feel like, you know, your life has been extended?
So when you go to the gym, you're actually doing what we call either resistance training or you use a treadmill. You are pumping blood into your cells. You feel energized, you increase your testosterone naturally, and testosterone is a feel-good hormone for men and also for women. But what you do is kind of you reset your system and you kind of support every aspect of better health for your body.
Well, you know, I mean, far be it from me. I thought I was just going because I wanted to extend my life and feel better. But I didn't know all of those things that you get from just that.
Yeah, for sure. Going to the gym is the strongest anti-aging drug you can do. It doesn't cost you much, just a subscription to the gym. And the will to go three times at least a week. But we need, every time you go to the gym, we would say 30 minutes of zone two training, which is the least you can do. It's like you can do the activity and at the same time, you can have a conversation.
So let's do this. Let's talk about detoxification. And why that's so important.
Let's say that we live in the most toxic era in human history. Microplastics in our blood, forever chemicals in our tissues, screens hijacking our brains, and GLP-1 medications are changing metabolism. And the real question isn't how do we detox, it's how overloaded is your system and how do we reduce that load safely. it's not just juice cleanses now that we need, Earl. We need kind of to reduce this toxic burden, and there are ways to do it on a daily basis and seasonally as well.
Well, clearly, it's a combination of things that we need to do.
Or is there a combination of toxins, because you get it from stress, from the air, from the food, from the water. I want to tell you that plastic water bottles, they are very toxic. It's recommended that you drink water from aluminum bottle, not plastic bottles. Believe it or not, these plastic bottles, filtered water that we thought are safe for the longest, they are not. It's recommended that you drink tap water, but use some kind of good purifier to this water. So we have to change our train of thought on detoxification and think of it as a daily habit instead of something we do yearly basis.
You know, Dr. Omar, people are going to say and wonder, how is it possible that you're telling me that plastic water bottles are no good for us, yet they're everywhere, and yet even in the face of what you just said, our government is allowing that to occur. Why?
Everywhere on the planet, these plastic water bottles are being used. And the challenges are that just in the last 5 years, we are seeing the studies on the microplastics. Some of the studies are relating the amount of microplastics we accumulate in our bodies to like grams on a weekly and monthly basis. And we are talking about actual plastic that accumulates in our organs, in our tissues, in our brains, from the deposition of these little microplastic things that stay in our blood, stay in our bodies. So unfortunately, the science didn't catch up until it was too late, after we have plastic everywhere. The spoons that we eat, this is plastics. The water comes from plastics. The containers are from plastic. So it's impossible to not have this plastic around you. But there are ways to kind of decrease the microplastic burden. And just to tell you a nugget, there is a way to detoxify the body from microplastics, which is called total plasma exchange. A very expensive procedure that can go from $10,000 to $15,000. Some pharmacies are doing it in the United States, but total plasma exchange is not a daily thing that we can do. So at least we can just kind of do the daily habits, change them in order to live healthier, change this water bottle that you drink from every day from the Costco plastic bottles that you drink from to, let's say, aluminum bottles. Invest more in the daily things that you can do. At Wiltopia, actually, we changed the vials from plastic to aluminum. We found a company that make those fancy vials that we can use for our medications, because we found that patients are using those plastic vials for maybe the whole year, because the expiration date on the tablets is about that.
You know, Dr. Omar, I was wondering why I'm getting these little metal containers. They certainly aren't as cute as the little plastic ones, but they clearly, I was wondering why you made the decision to do that. But let me ask you then, so the impact of having this plastic in our systems is what?
Actually, the long-term damage is huge, because these are forever plastics. They stay in the systems forever. Inflammation, cancers. We are seeing a surge in all inflammation and cancers in our society for our family members. And all what we deal with is the symptoms of what we see. And we ask, how did this happen? Maybe it happened, started 20 and 30 years ago, from the amount of fast food that we are eating.
for the amount of stress in our bodies, because when you are stressed, you are not actually in a state that you can get rid of those toxins.
You know, Dr. Omar, you talk about the plastic, and some of us still use microwaves. I don't use it anywhere near as much as I used to use microwaves, but with microwaves, we all have this contingent of plastic containers, and they certainly serve a purpose. You put the excess food in the plastic container, you put it in the refrigerator, you take it out, you put it in the microwave, you zap. You're certainly not doing your body and your health any good, are you?
The microwave itself is not that bad. As you mentioned, the challenge is using the plastic containers inside the microwave. So it is this is the problem. You have to use porcelain dish or a different container to put things inside the microwave. Containers that are labeled microwave safe. But using the microwave itself isn't as bad as we used to think. The studies that are showing that microwave are safe, the type of waves used to heat the food doesn't cause this kind of inflammation or markers increase in the body as they used to tell us and convince us. So as you mentioned, it's all about the containers that we use. But I use a microwave every day, and I think it is a very safe way of heating food.
So Dr. Omar, what are the signs that I've got this plasticity?
Microplastics.
Microplastic problem. What are the signs that we can tell?
Of course. You have patients who are trying to lose weight. They cannot lose weight. Feeling tired, lethargic all the time. Being allergic to everything. So I have patients who cannot talk, you cannot take medications left and right. And many times when this happens, there is a load of toxins in the body. It's hard to differentiate between the load of microplastics and the load of other toxins. So what I recommend is daily habits and seasonal habits to detox the body and the system. And these are simple steps to help with detoxification, to help with living healthier life. And people who follow them actually report that they feel better. They are now able to go through a weight loss program. Because believe it or not, even using the Mounjaro and the Ozempic, this adds and increases to the toxin load of our lives.
Really?
For sure.
Listen. You know, I'll soon be 72 years of age if I'm blessed to make it that far. And I will say to you, clearly my body is full of plastic. What do you call it?
Microplastics.
Microplastics. My body is full of it, and most people my age, their bodies are full of it because it's never been considered a problem until you guys just, you know, found this out.
It started, the studies are emerging since 2018, 2019, and it keeps coming out. And unfortunately, when they looked at organ transplants and they took out the old organs, and they put the new organs, they studied the old organs. It's like all of them, they found microplastics. And we're talking about high concentration of those microplastics in the organs that failed. So it is a big problem. And unfortunately, you cannot just get rid of those microplastics that are already deposited in your body, but you can decrease the load of what you can do in the future by working now, by doing things now.
You know, Dr. Omar, frozen vegetables, they come in plastic bags. Is that a problem? Anything that you're getting that you buy from the store that's in a plastic bag, those toxins are
correct.
Coming in the food?
Correct. Most frozen vegetables come in plastic bags. Doesn't mean that you should avoid them, but the reality is that if you get the vegetables fresh, that will be better. Actually, getting vegetables, this is a good sign of you trying to follow the right thing. So if you're going to be between taking processed food or getting the frozen food from the supermarket, I would tell you get the frozen vegetables. But if you get it fresh, that will be better. And when you are checked out and they ask you paper or plastic, to choose paper is going to be much better than to use plastic to wrap your food.
You know, Dr. Omar, there's a whole market of plastic, plastic wraps, plastic freezer bags, plastic everything. Our nation went all in on plastic. And now, you know, there's a whole cottage industry of plastic. And now Dr. Omar and the scientists tell us, hey, plastic's no good for you. Our government is certainly not, and the business that's in plastic, they're not going to tell us that.
Right? I mean, they are. They leave it to us. They have other things to do. They are fighting left and right. They don't have time to tell us not to drink from the better water source. But actually, there is more shift towards living healthier with the government and the healthcare. So I have to hand it to them that they have more focus into changing the food pyramid, putting more emphasis on the proteins and healthy fats. But there are simple things we can do every day. Drink smart, like do filtered water, glass or stainless bottles only. I went to a department store and I bought those glass bottles that I use to store water, and I just have to keep it away from the youngest so they don't break it. But everything comes with a
risk,
positive and negative.
Yeah, go ahead, Dr. Omar.
So there is like instead of the plastic containers, there are glass containers, porcelain containers you can use in the microwave. So try to always transfer the frozen food for glass, ceramic, microwave only glass, no steam in bag products. These are very dangerous.
Really, you know,
increase. Yeah.
So if you're just joining us, I'm with Dr. Omar, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thingsville. Dr. Omar, how do people get in touch with you?
Yeah, you can always call us at 262-429-9429 or go to WelltopiaRx.com.
You know, Dr. Omar, I've been wanting to clean out the area where I store all of my utensils and those kinds of things for a long time, and I get this big bucket full of all this plastic that I've accumulated that you put stuff in. Now I got to go home. I was saying to myself for a long time, you know, I've got just so much of this stuff, you know, the tops don't match with the bottoms anymore, and I've just been leaving that stuff there. When I go home, I'm going to dump it all. You know, I've been wondering what I was going to do with it. Now I already know. Because anything you can do, I guess we don't know. That's why this conversation that I have with you every week is so critically important, because you always bring some new information that we're not going to hear anywhere else, right?
Thank you. And I'm trying to give hope. Like, there are things that you can do. To give you an example, getting fiber every day by getting the targeted amount of vegetables and salads. And if you cannot, you can take antioxidants and super green powders that help to push the plastic out. I am saying that you cannot get rid of all of the microplastic burden, but there are things that you can do. So any male above 40 years of age, and women in any age, actually, because we see this as a chronic thing with women, eat fiber every day, 30 to 40 grams of fiber every day. We are talking about psyllium husk powder. We are talking about fiber that can come from vegetables and salads that are soluble, insoluble fibers, but these are going to be very important. Favor the whole foods, fewer wrappers, take carrots, get more fresh, even frozen, but not heated in plastic. Less ultra-processed food, because most of the food is processed to a point. But the less ingredients is always the better. And at the same time, you can upgrade the tea and the coffee. Avoid the nylon or silky tea bags, the huge microplastic release that come from those tea bags, believe it or not.
Dr. Omar, you said avoid coffee.
No, take the coffee, but not in paper, not in plastic cups. Plastic cups are the problem.
So let me, Dr. Omar, I will say to you that all of this information that you give us, many decades ago, the generations prior to mine, they didn't live anywhere near as long as we have been able to live, even with all these different discoveries that have been that have supposedly made life easier for us. Certainly has made life more easy, but it's certainly made it more complex and more complicated. Is it that even though with the advancements of making life easier for us and our lives are longer than those before us, we're sicker than those before us?
Yeah, we have better medications to maintain health conditions. We can keep the blood pressure low so you don't die or having a stroke because of high blood pressure. But unfortunately, the pharmaceutical industry is always pushing towards maintaining the symptoms. You're going to live with diabetes, but we're going to control it. You're going to heal from cancer, but it's going to destroy your body. Currently, we want to work on the root cause of the problem and solve it from the essence. So you cannot leave this to the drug companies, because the research and development is always controlled by sales. The human conscious of healthcare is not as we think it is, and that's why we think there is a crisis, and that's why the collective knowledge of what we can do together is very important.
Let me tell you, Dr. Omar, there is a crisis, and the crisis is that this information that you give us on a weekly basis, you know, only the people who are within the sound of our voices and who see this podcast are going to get the information. And yet the rest of us, we don't even know these things that you bring up on a weekly basis are an issue. And so that's why I think it's so incumbent upon our government to stop allowing the poisoning of the people. The people think that the things that they're doing is all right. I mean, you go into the grocery store, everything's in plastic. So the people think, well, there's nothing wrong with that, right? Or it wouldn't be in plastic, right? The water bottles and the sodas that are in plastic bottles. Okay, you walk in the store, there's a whole aisle full of plastic bottles full of water. And so people think, oh, I'm hydrating. I'm drinking water. I'm at the gym. I'm doing the right thing, but I'm drinking water out of a plastic bottle. They don't see this as an issue. And yet,
I agree with you.
No, and you can't get the water, you can't drink the water out of the fountain, because we're finding that even that is a difficult thing. So the research, Dr. Omar, that the scientists and the fact that you and, you know, go to all these different conventions and find out all this different information, man, I wish we could just give that to everybody, right? Because people's lives are what's at stake in all of this.
Of course, and that's why the more that we know, the more that we can push the lawmakers to change things. When you go to California and you want to get a plastic bag, you pay for it. They don't make it just available. And that makes people think, why do I have to pay for a plastic bag? Actually, in my pharmacy, many people don't want to take their medications in any kind of bag or wrapping. They just, I'm going to just keep it in my pocket. So if people know, that will help push everything forward. And because we are in January 2026, I would encourage everyone to go through a 1 week or 2 weeks length detox program. And this is 1 week of commitment to healthy foods and taking fiber and antioxidants and important micronutrients to help push the detoxification in the system to the max, and at the same time, gentle. So you are getting rid of a burden of toxins and giving your liver and your skin time to relax. That happens through structured program that we have at Wiltopia Pharmacy called the Detox Program, Wiltopia Detox Program. And I think you did it with me last year, but it's a great kickoff and start of a new year.
Well, as a matter of fact, I've inquired about it with you over the last week or so, and I'm going to start it again. Maybe this weekend or maybe next week. I remember having done it, and I remember how I felt. Shaky at first, a little bit, you know, to get the regime down. But once I got the regime down, I remember how, as good as I feel now, I remember how I felt after coming off that detox. You know, if we don't know, Dr. Omar, we don't know. And so I just think about, man, how fortunate I am to be able to converse with you and have all these conversations and the improvement in my health that I've gotten from you. But I wish everybody could hear that, Dr. Omar. I wish everybody could have a doctor like you, who takes the time out for every patient. You know what I mean? I've been around pharmacies, man. You don't get to be 71 years of age and not having gone to pharmacies unless you're very fortunate. And prior to you, about the longest conversation I ever had with a pharmacist might have been 3 minutes. Okay, here is a prescription. Any questions? No. All right, I'm going. He doesn't have the time, right? How do you find the time?
We at Wiltopia have our business module. 50% is based on kind of insurance-based, paid by the biggest insurance payer in the world, the United States of America. But 50% is cash-based, and that helps us with the luxury of hiring more pharmacists and staff so we can talk to patients. And we're lucky. I want to tell you that we're lucky that we're trying to give an example, because for instance, when we make an offer those aluminum vials for prescription-based medications, I now have friends who are opening pharmacies and they use those same aluminum vials and they tell me, Omar, because we saw it on your Facebook page, we are following through. So we try to speak loud and encourage other healthcare professionals to do this. And we try to tell doctors and PAs and APMP to talk to us, to request information about functional medicine approaches for patient cases. So I work as a consultant with several doctors and practitioners to find solutions for patients who have been going around office to office, try to find a challenge to toxic burden here, an infection that doesn't go there, and just figuring out the root cause of the problem. And it's a collaborative approach. No one can work alone. We try to use all the lab work and the feedback that the patient got from many different practitioners to come up with a plan. But my goal is always to have a plan. I'm living today. I'm not living in the past, and I don't control the future. But if I do things today, I am going to see outcomes. One of the things that I found that helped me personally live healthier is sauna, hot sauna.
Really?
I go to the hot sauna about 4 or 5 times every week now. I notice my blood pressure is better. My insulin is getting lower. My ability to cope with the stress, man, I get to be stressed through the day. I go to the sauna for 15, 20 minutes. I come outside as if I'm reborn. I feel like, oh my God, finish the sauna, take a shower. And I try to make it hot and cold shower. So I try to use 1.5 minute of very cold water and that hot water. That helps to detoxify the system on a weekly basis.
So what's the
difference? These are all tools we can use.
So what's the difference between the sauna and the steam room?
The steam room, you can stay in it for not more than 10 minutes.
Right.
After that, you're fried.
you know, I go to the sauna, I go to the steam room, and I go to the whirlpool. And I'm getting to the point where, you know, like you said, the sauna, if after 10 minutes, I see people in there, and I don't know how they do it. but apparently they built up the tolerance. Huh?
Some people can stay longer.
So do the toxins leave your body quicker in that steam room than in the sauna?
Well, the sauna,
although you're being dehydrated,
dehydrated. We have to make sure we do two things when you go to the sauna. Either it's a steam room or the dry sauna. Make sure that you have water and you have electrolytes. I tell you, don't enter the sauna without water and electrolytes in an aluminum bottle so you can sip from it through the sauna session.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, you can easily be dehydrated. And after the sauna, take a shower, because through the sauna session, there are toxins released on your skin.
Really?
And you want to get rid of those toxins. If you don't take this shower, you're not getting rid of those toxins.
Well, I don't know how anybody can leave the steam room or in a public place without, and I've seen it, without taking the shower. But we do. So Dr. Omar, quickly, the detox. Let's talk a little bit about that.
On a daily basis, drink enough water.
No, the detox that I'm going to be doing with you.
Yes. Agree with you.
Let's talk a little bit about that. How people can get involved with that.
Detox is a program that we do on a daily basis and seasonally. Every season, which is once or twice a year, we do a program in which for a whole week or for 2 weeks, the program is good for 1 week or 2 weeks or even longer, but we try to do gentle detox, things that people can do while they are living and working and enjoying their activities. It's like a box full of a powder that's used as a binder for toxins and micronutrients and antioxidants to help support you from day to day. You take supplements on day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then through the whole week, you are eating only clean food and drinking water via directions that come from a book that's included inside this program. So it's very well structured, very easy to implement for anyone. And it's a great kickstart for anyone who wants to lose weight. Because if you are having toxic burden and trying to lose weight, you're not going to be able to do that. Because toxins love fat cells, and they're going to always crave the fat cells, and you're not going to functionally lose weight and keep this weight off. So it's 1 week program or 2 weeks program. Call at Wiltopia Pharmacy or go to wiltopiarx.com and write in the search bar detox kit.
So what is the phone number that people can reach you, Dr. Omar?
262-429-9429.
And your website?
WiltopiaRx.com.
Well, I'm going to be seeing you a little bit later on today to get my detox kit. And I'm kind of looking forward to getting started. I remember, you know, we started sometime this time last year. And you had a bunch of people. We all started at the same time. So I'm excited. You can be one of those who will join us. It's very easy to do. Just give Dr. Omar a call or go to the website. Dr. Omar, we got to leave it there for now.
Awesome, Eric.
That's a wrap.
See you later.
For In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, and another edition of What's Going On with Earl Ingram.